Welcome everybody to the city council meeting, March 28, 2016 at 7 p.m. for the city of Shore Acres. First line of business, one from roll call, excuse me. Mr. Stahl.
Alderman Jennings.
Present.
Alderman McCallum.
Present.
Alderman Snell.
Present.
Mayor Moses.
Present.
Mayor Proton Adams.
Present.
Alderman Wheeler.
Present.
We have a forum.
Thank you. Next line of business, pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honor the Texas flag, I pledge allegiance to the Texas, one state under God, one and indivisible.
Moving on to item 3.0, special presentations. 3.1, introduction to Officer Keith Lilly.
Chief.
Thank you, Mayor. I have a privilege today of doing something that all chiefs enjoy doing in a career. Alderman Wheeler said to me many, many months ago that we need to start introducing police officers to council because y'all couldn't put a name with a face. And I found out that years ago we did that. For some reason we stopped, I'm not sure. So Officer Lilly will be my first to actually present to council. I'm happy to do that tonight. This is Keith Lilly. He comes to us with about 15 years experience. The last many years has been at Magnolia as a reserve police officer. He and I have mutual friends that recommended him, and I'm happy to add him on board. We lost Officer Loveless last month. He retired. So it's kind of keeping up with where we were, but I'm proud to have him here. And I'll administer his oath to him at this time. If you raise your right hand for me, please. I state your name.
I, Ronald Keith Lilly.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will faithfully execute the duties.
That I will faithfully execute the duties.
Of the office of police officer.
Of office of police officer.
City of Shore Acres.
City of Shore Acres.
And will to the best of my ability.
The best of my ability.
Preserve, protect, and defend.
Preserve, protect, and defend.
The Constitution and laws of the United States. The
Constitution and laws of the United States.
And of this state.
And of this state.
And I further swear.
And I further swear.
That I have not directly nor indirectly paid.
Not directly or indirectly paid.
Offered.
Offered.
Or promised to pay.
Or promised to pay.
Contributed.
Contributed.
But not promised to contribute.
Not promised to contribute.
Any money or valuable thing.
Any money or valuable thing.
As a reward for this appointment.
As a reward for this appointment.
For which I am named.
For which I am named.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Welcome aboard, Keith.
Thank you.
Mr. Lilly, thank you. Chief, we appreciate it. He can be excused if he doesn't understand the rest of the meeting, sir.
It's fun, sir, by the way, if you came to watch and get sore down.
I'm sorry.
That's the biggest thing is getting him a uniform, too.
Thank y'all.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. 4.0, approval of minutes. 4.1, regular council meeting on March 14, 2016. The council's had time to go through the minutes. I'll entertain a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Mr. Wheeler, any questions from the council? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those against say nay. The ayes have it. Thank you. Moving on to item 5.0, council reports and requests. 5.1, Mayor Moses. 5.1.1, citation revenue, excuse me. There were some things that came up in the meeting before last. I was not able to attend the last meeting. Questions asked by citizens that I could not comment on because it was during citizens' comments. However, at this time, I'd like to bring some of those issues up that were checked on and I knew information that I could not give at that time. But citation revenue, just to go over a few things with the citizens. Although you'll speculate and hear a lot of things, the city, of course, basically, there are revenues from citations given. But we cannot legally sit out on the road and write citations just to get revenue for the city. That is highly illegal. You don't have a police department to go write citations to build revenue. There's not a quota met for each officer. I've never been. I worked here 5 years as an officer. I never was told to get a quota. That's a highly illegal thing. However, citations and revenue, to give you an idea, we may write a citation, or one of our officers may write a citation, excuse me, that may end up coming to court. It could be a $1,000 violation for a car just not being optimally run down the road. However, with that being said, when it comes down to the attorney down at the end, the prosecutor and the attorney on the defense, they can do that down already a little bit before they even make it down to this end where the judge sits. Now, that's whether it sits here in this court or down at LaPorte or anywhere else. Basically, once it gets to the judge is the ultimate one that makes the decision. The city has no, or the police department has anybody there to tell the judge what he can and can't do. He makes the decision. So if our judge sits here, whether it's our judge or any judge, and determines that, you know, hey, did you get this fixed? And he presents something where he fixed his car and did this, that, and the other thing, the judge may give leniency and say, you know what, $50. This has happened numerous times. It happens with DOT. It happens with non-DOT. So I want to just get that out there so the folks would understand that there's a little bit more to it than that. You're welcome to pull up, you know, Texas Department of Public Safety and look this information up. But however, there is not, the city is not here to generate revenue off of citations. It just doesn't happen that way. Moving on to item 5.1.2. City Administrator Performance Review. The council is asked to request to see a copy of that. There is a copy upstairs. The administrator did get a performance review last year. It's my fault it didn't make it into the packet where they saw it at that time. However, it is for private use. There are certain standards that the citizens are not allowed to see certain things, and that is my understanding by law that he basically that is a private matter between council, the mayor, and the administrator. So you can ask for a copy of that, or David can get y'all a copy of that as soon as the meeting's over if you'd like. 5.1.3, heavy trash collection update. There was questions asked on heavy trash, when it's going to happen, what's going on with that. Actually, this has been an ongoing event. It has not been publicized for a simple reason. Every time I say something that we're looking into something, I have citizens contact that company or that person, and it creates more havoc for me than it helps me. This has happened on two other occasions, so I did not bring it up. I've worked with the city of LaPorte some more. They basically just wasn't going to work. So then I started talking with Mayor Bechtel in Morgan's Point. We had worked on this, and his city administrator did not agree to it. They did not feel comfortable doing it. We revisited it again just recently. I was trying to push it through. The end game of it, their city council doesn't think it's a workable deal for them. I was trying to go for two times a year, just twice. They didn't feel comfortable with it. However, I appreciate the fact that they did talk to me about it. Mayor Rattel wanted to try to help as much as he can, but they think they got enough load, they just can't add to it. But I appreciate the fact they even took time to look at it, and I appreciate the fact City of LaPorte tried and looked at it. I'm still have ongoing people out there that I'm calling and talking to try to see what else I can come up with. Moving on to 5.1.4, the sound wall update. It's back. as you notice, our sound wall is put in place. As I mentioned in the council meetings before, the sound wall was totally replaced. The one that was existing, the reason it was taken down, it didn't meet the requirements of what the citizens wanted. So they ended up pulling the sound wall out, spending an additional, I think it was $350,000 or $300,000 to bring in a whole new sound wall. Once the state had done that, they brought it in. There was a section in the 3500 block that was going to have the bottom sections that you see where they're cut for the flow of water to go through were going to be cut a little higher and a little longer. Well, the new section, because they had to pay for a whole new section, whole new wall actually, they did not do that. Well, we had some citizens that were concerned about their home flooding with a pond in their backyard. And they had a meeting announced to me, didn't know anything about it, nor did the city council that I know of, and David, had a meeting with TxDOT at the wall and discussed it. And then I was notified and later on about this, and so I requested a copy of the petition they had signed, and then I talked to TxDOT. There's been a lot of confusing stories going back and forth because, once again, a lot of hands are in the pot. There is a meeting set for this Friday across town to meet with TxDOT. My understanding is the citizens are wishing for one section, and I think it's either 18 or 20 foot wide, to come out. And TxDOT could plant some trees there in front of them stuff. I have a lot of issues with that. I have my issues are, one, it's an aesthetic issue now. Two, the sound wall, to me, will lose the validity of what it was made for. And then security. So, and that's just a few of the things I have issues with. But I don't really feel, and my understanding, if the mayor signs off on that, they would do it. I don't feel comfortable doing that. I have lots of reservations to look at, and I think that this is affecting the city as a whole now, although it affects us directly, and I understand the citizens' concerns, no doubt. But we have engineers that have given us reports and things. What I have to look at now is that there's a lot of variable issues there. We had TxDOT spend a lot of money, and I don't know much personally, but I really like the wall. I think it looks very pretty, but I can understand their point also. So I think what we need to do is we'll have to revisit this Friday with TxDOT, see if there's a way to work this out to where we can all be happy. So I'm not saying nay, I'm not saying yay. What I'm trying to do is see if we can come to some kind of agreement. However, the wall is finished end to end. My understanding, they've done everything they're going to do. They've got it painted, and we're going to move from there on. 5.15, items of community interest. I don't really have anything on that one at this time. I'm going to go ahead and let that one go, and I'm going to move on to item 6.0. Public hearings and public comments. 6.1, public comments. This is the opportunity for the public to address the council and comment on items which appear on the agenda. The time is limited to 5 minutes per speaker. Comments are directed to the city council and dialogue with the audience is not permitted. Council members are prohibited by law from participating in discussion and deliberation of items not specified to identify on this agenda. With that being said, I will be going down the road to have people come up. I understand there's a couple of hot topics tonight. People want to voice their opinion. You have more than your right to. But I'm going to ask you, please, do not use any profanity or really loud. Let's all keep it to a subtle minimum, if you would. With that being said, I'm going to start with the front row and work my way around this way. So, if you'll come to the podium, state your name and your address so the speaker can hear you, I appreciate it.
Biggest thing everybody's aware of is there's speed limit issues that we have going on. The last couple of meetings, it was talked about increasing the speed limits. So I just printed out 2:30 this afternoon the current recommendations. It looks like some of that wording has changed now. There's not going to be an increase, if I'm correct on that. But if there was to be an increase, one thing we got to think about, again, that this has been stated multiple times, is our children, our elderly people, not just them, us too. I ride my bicycle up and down these streets all the time, and just a 1 mile an hour increase, and as you know from law enforcement, you know, just a few miles can affect the life or death of any individual. And I would hope that this is tabled until the new council is put into place. Forward. The other thing I'd like to just address real quick is the contract involving the city administrator. Again, same thing. There's been a lot of discussions going back and forth on that. I've gotten confused with reading some of the versions of different things. And again, on that, I would like to see that tabled until after the election. And see where we stand on that. And that's all I've got.
Thank you, sir. Ma'am, would you like to speak?
Sure. Thank you. Good evening, everybody. My name is Shane Cole. I live at 3430 Bayou Forest. The few things that I have, and I know that one of them is on the agenda, is the sewer line project that we have currently going on West Country Club. And that is directly behind my house, where that goes into the sewer right behind my house. The smell, you guys, is awful. I mean, it's awful. So we've been dealing with this since November. So I would just like to kind of know when we're going to wrap it up and when we can use our backyard again, because literally we can't even go into our backyard because the sewer smell, it's just like raw sewage in your backyard. It's just, you know, we can't even use our yard. So kind of would like to know, you know, when we're going to wrap that up and get moving on that, or can we do something to alleviate the smell that comes out of that manhole cover that sits directly behind my house. Also, that same area there, the ditch that runs in, that's not being mowed. It's never mowed.
That whole ditch area behind our house on West Country Club is never mowed. We have snakes, we have mice problems, the grass is extremely high. A lot of times my husband goes out and mows it himself, but I don't feel like that that's our responsibility to have to go behind our house and mow a ditch. So we'd like to see some improvement there. And that's all I have.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
Jerry Victor, 3346 Miramar, and reference to the speed issue. February 22nd, when you had that meeting, the first meeting on the speed issue, I asked this group to look into options instead of imposing the 25-mile-per-hour speed limit. And there's options out there, especially for the two parks, Miramar and Circle Park. Then, a couple weeks ago, on March 17th, I sent an email to all the elected officials with a list of things and requesting that they arrange for a second legal opinion on the proposal by Mr. Stahl. Now, I don't know if that was done, and I have to ask you the first question. Have you ever seen the first legal opinion from Mr. Gregg? So you're about to impose a rule on all the citizens here that I think needs further research. And what is research? That means a second legal opinion from an attorney who represents a city that has 20 mile per hour speed limits. There's a bunch of cities around. I just came from Lake City, went to look at some property over there, went cut through a couple of side streets, 15 mile per hour. Coming back towards Friendswood, there was a construction, had to go around it, went through about four blocks. Each block had 20 mile per hour speed limits. Are we right and everybody else is wrong? That's what I'd like you to consider. In the original ordinance I'm looking for here, it didn't have a preamble. And then in the second ordinance, which I probably won't be able to find, the current ordinance, if you look at the preamble, it states in there that this change is going to assist in reducing hazards and so forth. Now, I don't have that in front of me, but if you look at that preamble and that ordinance, you'll see that. And that's a lie. This ordinance is not going to reduce the risk of accidents or hazards. It's going to increase the hazards in the parks. And that's what I would like you to look at closely. If you're going to sign off on the ordinance under pretense it's going to lower the speed limit and decrease the risk, so be it. I have a problem with that. Now, I hope everybody has a problem with that. In that email, I sent a list of areas which I recommend you address. And one is, there is a code in the TxDOT code that specifies the speed limits in parks. It authorizes cities to drop the speed limit to 10 miles per hour, actually, in parks. Is that being looked at? I mean, that's an option. Circle Park, I defy you to go to Circle Park right now and go 25 miles per hour around that circle. You're not going to be able to do it. Be lucky to do 20 safely. Try it. Go out there after the meeting. Now, Miramar, forget Miramar, there's all kinds of people walking up and down, especially in the summertime. And that's a straight shot. You can drive 50 on that Miramar, and sometimes they do. I'm going to read one of the responses. I had about three responses from TxDOT in Austin. And here's my first request. This went to them, their headquarters in Austin. I said, five of the street. I'm not going to take another extra minute, but I'm going to skip most of the other stuff. This is going to TxDOT. I said, five of the streets in my small city have 20-mile-per-hour speed limits by ordinance. One circles a park, another is alongside a park. No streets in the city have sidewalks. Recently, City Hall proposed increasing the speed limit to 25-mile-per-hour to comply with mandatory subchapter B, section 545, blah, blah, blah. This will create additional hazard for our kids. Their response, first response, I confirmed it with a second response, is good morning. This is a city issue. We do not have jurisdiction over this matter unless it is pertaining to a state road. Let us know if you have further questions. Have a great day. That's all I have. Thank you.
Thank you. Back in the corner.
Good evening. My name is David Drainey, 3316 Maryland. And my questions are this. I've asked this city council twice since I've been here to control speeding. I mentioned that it was a revenue generating thing if we went out and wrote tickets. I didn't necessarily specify that that was the only way that we need to get revenue, but it is a revenue generator nonetheless if we have people out there actively doing it. You have the option to direct our police force to go out and slow people down, because that is the option or the primary necessity for getting these people out there and writing tickets is to slow people down. I watch them come out of the club. I watch them go down Fairfield. They hit that long straightaway and they hammer it. What's beautiful about the response from the city about this same issue is the only study that was done in this town pertaining to speeding was done on Miramar. It was done from the very end of July, which is at the end of the school holiday, and does include spring break, and it goes till, I think, December or goes into January, which is the slowest time of driving that can possibly happen. So for one, it's a flawed study. It doesn't take into time the speeding that happens during the summer, happens all summer long, or spring break. And so we're going to be tied to a study that's flawed to begin with. Number two, I've been before this city council twice, and it seems to me that we're wrapped up on speeding. We're hell-bent for leather to go raise our speed limits. For what reason, I'm not even sure. There's so many opinions on this, and most of them, from what I see from the public end, support lowering it up to 10 miles or down to 10 on parks. Miramar, I don't have access to put a pier over on the other side of the street because there's like a 20-foot setback on there. So I consider that part of the park. That street goes through a park. There is no sidewalk. The people that use that street do not do anything in the grass. They go down the street. And so you're putting them at risk if you're going to try and entertain this 25-mile-an-hour speed limit. Most of these people that are in here are dealing with this issue of speed. I've been before you guys twice. You, I've asked for speeding to be controlled. It was done for about a week and a half. I felt it was lip service because it's died. We have five cop cars, and we can't leave them out there or on Shore Acres Boulevard or in Miramar or Circle Park. They got to be parked up here in the expensive parking lot. I have been in front of you twice to have my ditches dug. I have been in front of four previous councils to have my ditches dug. My neighbor next to me has been in front of this council, not in front of the council, but has asked twice beyond that to have ditches dug on the 3300 block of Miramar. Talked to the city administrator three times about ditches. Once in the most recent meeting, or just after. I talked to Eric in Public Works about ditches. Now, I know this is not on the agenda, but it is sewer related. It is storm sewer, so we're just going to throw it in under sewer. I can't get you guys for any amount of money to even do anything about it. And that's nine times I've been before this city council, the previous city council, the previous one to that, and the one after the storm. So we got to go hell bent for leather on speeding. I think we got our priorities wrong. We got sewers we can't pay for. I got ditches that I want to get dug. I can't get them dug, but we're hell bent for raising the speed limits. I think a lot of people here are a little bit upset over the fact that I don't think the research has been done on this. And quite frankly, I have gotten almost no response from the city anytime, whether it's this council or previous councils, on anything that I've ever asked for. One was speeding, the other was my ditches. I did get a response to get flush toilets back in my house, which was nice. They managed to find a system that was clogged or for whatever reason, and I do appreciate that because I do like flush toilets. So I'd say somebody needs to do their business or get off of the pot, because we're getting nowhere with this. We're just getting a lot of anxiety, anxious. We're getting people heated, and our priorities are wrong. If this is where we've got to go, is this 25 mile an hour speed limit. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. David, just there.
Yeah.
Ma'am? Ma'am?
Of course. Yeah, I'm talking here. Darling Gamble Bay, 616 Baywood. I think they've addressed the issues that I'm concerned about, but I'm going to put it on a personal level because a couple of you are police officers, and you know what a pedestrian auto accident is like. Usually the pedestrian doesn't come out of it. And it affects you until you lose a loved one. You don't know the anguish and the devastation. I do. I lost one to an auto pedestrian accident. 29 years old. So, considering that, if a child or an adult in this community gets hit by a vehicle speeding, then I think y'all might have something on your conscience to deal with. Because none of us, I don't think, in this room wants the speed limits increased. As a mother, as a grandmother, as a senior who walks, there's been several times I've had to jump into the ditch that is unmowed to get out of a vehicle. And that shouldn't, we should not raise the speed limit. We don't have the money for the new signs. We don't have money, period. And I addressed that a couple of years ago, but I was told I was wrong, that we had the money. We don't have the money. We are financially strapped after this water sewer disaster. The second thing is, I think the city administrator's contract should be tabled until the new council comes in. They're the ones that will have to work with David, and I think they have some skin in the game. And so I think the contract should be taken. And finally, the ditches need to be mowed.
Thank you.
Okay, Felicia Ramos, 3416 Sunrise Drive. I don't know where to even start. Okay, first off, I always complain to you guys, you know, I'll be checking the mailbox and there is a red, zombie, you know, car that drums that, like, down the road or whatever. I don't know if it's a Jeep or a truck. I haven't paid that much attention. But anyway, see you all tiny. You know, and I'm always checking my mailbox when I get home. And so, if y'all do if y'all do raise the speed limit, I feel that if you do, that mandatory speed bumps need to be put in place in order to keep, you know, certain segments of the road. You know, because like Sunrise Drive, I mean, you can haul, like, you know, in the Civic, you know, you can go, because, you know, straight away. The curvy roads, not so much, but I feel on the main roads, and especially around, like, the parks with the kiddos. I don't have any yet, but, you know, one day I'll be there. But I wouldn't want my kid to come in between two cars and bam, you know, you've got my kid. So that's another thing. You know, if y'all do decide to raise it, you know, I'm kind of against it, but, you know, I feel that if y'all do it, that we do need speed bumps. Also, too, I know this is total, you know, side note. I just found out today that my new neighbor is a registered sex offender. I know that by state of Texas law that y'all don't have to notify any of the residents here. Thank God, you know, I have awesome neighbors that say, hey, you know, you need to do a little research on your neighbor, you know, that sort of thing. It would have been nice to have at least, you know, not to like, you know, rag on the police officers because, you know, they have stuff to do and whatnot, to at least, you know, have a little knock on the door saying, you know, hey, just wanted to warn you, you know, that sort of thing. It's just a little bit upsetting. I understand, you know, like his past is his past, you know, his future is, you know, whatever it's to be, but it still would have been a little nice, so, you know. And other than that, I'm going to argue, too, about the ditches. I've had a snake the size of, like, China, like, at least, like, 3 feet, if not longer. And, you know, I've got fur babies, and the day that, you know, a snake, you know, hits one of my kids, you know, I don't know what the laws are against, like, shooting snakes or, you know, because I'm not going to get that close with the shovel, but seriously, something needs to be done with the overgrown lots, because... You know, I've got one that's across the street. I've got one that's, like, diagonal next to, like, an elderly couple. I think the guy's name is Joe. But anyways, you know, we need to do something to at least keep, you know, the critters, you know, in their little zone versus in my zone. So that's all I have. Thank you.
Good evening. I think I've finally stopped shivering. Really cold in here. My name is Charlotte Wells, 3342 Miramar. And I'm going to start out by talking about the speed limit again. I absolutely like my neighbor. He's very tired of talking about it. I can't really speak to the other street, but I live on Miramar. I look out my window all the time because my front is all windows. So I'm always looking. I'm always watching. And my first question is, why are we discussing this again? And I know you can't answer, so be quiet. And then I don't understand why you don't believe the people who are on Miramar, who are watching. I live, I look out my window, and I see children, which I haven't seen a lot done with, but there are children driving in golf carts, ATVs. They don't always, in fact, they rarely look left and they rarely look right when they are turning on to Miramar. And I see cars speeding down, and luckily I've not seen anyone hit or killed. But I don't understand why you don't believe us, why we're saying this is a problem. And I suggest you lower it to 10. And I prefer not to discuss this again. I'd like y'all to come up with speed bumps or to keep people from speeding down there more, because they do. Then I would also like to say something about accountability and transparency. There are two things that I'm really, really looking for in our city, and I'm looking for that in our new council members and our old ones and our city administrator. As looking at the contract for to review, sorry, the contract for the administrator, I would like to see a list of the civic and membership dues and subscriptions that we're paying for Mr. Stahl. I would also like to know who determines which national, regional, state, and local associations are necessary and desirable. This is coming from the contract that I read today. And I'd like to know who determines reasonable participation and related travel. I'd like to know how much we spent the first year Mr. Stahl was hired and each year thereafter on things like travel, subscriptions and dues and things like that, because I do think some of those are very necessary. I don't know about others. I'd like to know what they are. Business expenses, same thing. I'd like to for that to be transparent and accountable. To know the list of expenditures. And then I think that is all, but I haven't much to say because I'm still shivering from being so cold. Thank you.
Thank you. Patrick Stanton, 128th Street, Long. First thing I have is we signed a contract with San Jacinto College to do security work for them, and I think the the mayor negotiated that. I believe it was around $30,000. And I looked in the financial reports, and I didn't see any money coming in. And I just wondered, you know, is this something they're going to pay monthly or once a year or what? The second thing, and this goes with 8.4. This last weekend, right before Easter, there was a truck with a chipper went through my neighborhood and cleaned up some piles of trash that's been there at least 4 months, and I appreciate that. I would have appreciated it if I had had a little forewarning, because I have some rent houses that's got trash in the back. I can't put it out front because I'd have to put it in a ditch, which is another problem. So if I'd had some forewarning, I could have got the limbs out front and gotten chipped. But anyway, I appreciate it. The mayor said that, you know, we can't see the performance review, and I understand that. But I think what we could see is the objective evaluation points that you go through when you do a performance review. For instance, one thing is fiscal responsibilities. Now, I'm on the audit committee, and according to the rules on the audit committee, we're supposed to have 2 meetings a year. Well, we hadn't had a meeting yet. So, if you're going to evaluate David on how good he's done with his fiscal responsibilities, I would think you ought to have an audit report. Now, the last time when the auditor presented a report, and Jerry and I were there, Jerry made a recommendation that maybe we ought to do away with the audit committee. Because it really doesn't accomplish anything. For instance, the person that's being evaluated, David, is the guy that chooses the audit firm. And he decides how often you need to change the audit firm. I don't think that's what you should do. The audit committee should have some say about what audit firm comes in, how much you pay them, etc. Secondly, it says, the rules say, we're supposed to have 2 meetings a year, the audit committee. Well, we hadn't had it. This is March. This is 5 months after the end of the last fiscal year. We hadn't had an audit report. Now, the last time we were given the audit report, Jerry and I and other members of the audit committee, and I pointed out some items on the audit report that was exactly the same as the prior year, and I questioned it. And the response I got was, oh, that's a mistake. But it's not material. Now, we were paying these people over $30,000 a year. To me, at the very least, they should say, well, we made a mistake, we'll correct it, and we'll give you a corrected copy of the audit report. Didn't happen. Lastly, but not least, I'd like to thank Mike and Richard for their service these several years. Even though I don't always agree with their votes, I appreciate the fact that the time and effort that all of you folks put in to make our city a better place. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm Neil Moyer. I live on North Country Club Drive, and I will address the issue 8.3 on speed limits. I think there's a couple opportunities here for some more consultations that should take place, because I think it would help clarify matters. We have a state senator and a state representative, both of whom don't have to worry about running for re-election because they have no opposition. I think both of them should be requested to ask the Legislative Council, the people who draft the Texas Administrative Code that goes in front of the legislators when they act on, to get a review of the authorities and limitations that are provided in the Texas Administrative Code for the city to deal with the speed limits issue. I raised this because right now it appears that there would be the costly process of doing these speed studies, traffic studies in several areas in order to justify the lower limits. Well, that's sort of like going backwards, because we've had these limits for a long time, and the prima facie limits that are in the state PAC are established legislatively. They're not based on traffic studies, and they didn't get TxDOT doing anything. So I'd like to see the Legislative Council review the pertinent points of the Texas Administrative Code to give their review of what our authority is, what the time is. Nothing would change. The prima facie limits apply now with no action on the part of the city whatsoever. Now, if you adopt the prima facie limits as the limits, there will be, of course, the responsibility of posting signs. And that has an additional cost. And if it turns out that the response from the Legislative Council is contrary to the action that's being proposed tonight, then they'll have to change some signs back. So this sort of is a to-ing and fro-ing, which is not timely. So I'd like to see the Legislative Council review the pertinent parts of the Texas Administrative Code and report back to the city, using both our state senator and state representatives as the vehicles for that. I'd also like to see the Houston-Galveston Area Council consulted on this, since there are 9 counties there, numerous cities that have undoubtedly had to confront this issue, and I'd like to see their professionals review what has transpired in these other areas and how they dealt with it, and so we don't again go to-ing and fro-ing on this issue. These are things which should not have any cost to the city, just some time and effort. So therefore I'd like to see the council, the mayor, take this item off the agenda tonight. If the mayor is not inclined to do that, I'd like to see possibly some action by the council to table the matter so that my suggestions can be followed up upon. And I think that would be the appropriate course at this time. I think that's all I should say tonight on that. I hope you will give some consideration to that, because I support us being able to carry out our lawful authority in a reasonable manner. We should not be being put through hoops and additional costs to essentially validate what we've been operating under for years, if the law and the Texas Administrative Code allows us to do that. And that's why I asked for the additional consultations to take place. Thank you very much.
Mine's Chuck Haste, 122 Meadow Lawn. The only thing I wish to address tonight is the changes in the speed limits. From a very personal point of view, I don't care what the law says. I don't know what the requirements are. I'm not interested in. I walk on Miramar because the speed limit is 20 miles an hour. I don't walk on my own street because it's 30 miles an hour. My own street is narrower than Miramar. And it's far more dangerous for me, even though it's even shorter. I'm legally blind, and 80 feet from me, a car moving at 20 miles an hour is difficult to see. A car moving at 25 or better, I will not see. After all that's said here, you're putting me in jeopardy, as well as the other people of law. I do not want to see this tabled. I don't want to see it deferred. I want to see it voted down tonight. You have the right to bring it to vote, and you people have the responsibility to weigh your consciences as to whether this is a good ordinance or not. And that's all I've got to say. Thank you.
Thank you. Kim Sanford, 211 Shoreacres Boulevard. I'm here on the speed limits. Section 545.356 of Texas Transportation Code states that a municipality with less than 2,000 people can set their speed limits of no less than 10 miles per hour on a one-lane, two-way. It also provides definitions for what a laned roadway is, and width has nothing to do with it. 311.002 of Texas Transportation Code says that our city has exclusive power to designate any of our streets whatever we want. If we're going to designate them a two-lane, two-way, we're going to have to pay for stripes going down the center of them. new speed limit signs if there's a cost involved. We don't have to do studies. We can set them at 10 miles per hour. We have the privilege of designating our streets whatever we want them to be. We don't have to do studies. We haven't had to do them since 2011. That's when this law was enacted. I can't find anywhere in the state, like in the municipality code or anything that says that David Saul even has anything to put anything on the agenda. It just says city council members. Who gave him permission to put the speed ordinance on the agenda? I couldn't get any response from the mayor, so I asked Nancy Schnell to contact Texas Municipal League, and she did. Their response says everything that I just said. That we can set them at whatever we want to set them at as long as it's no less than 10 miles per hour. It costs us nothing. In fact, the ordinance that you put on, David, we have to do the same thing. Post by February 1st on the website. Send in a yearly report. The work is no different. It's no more work. It's not going to cost us any money. Just keep our signs up. 20 miles per hour, leave it alone. What's the point? I don't get why we're trying to change the speed limits when people are complaining about the speeding. And then around Circle Park? True, try to drive around it. You can't drive around it going 25 miles per hour. You're out there at an Easter egg hunt playing with the children. You have an obligation to protect them. And I think 10 miles per hour on Circle Park is reasonable. David Saul's contract, we don't have the money. We have sewage problems. $350,000 we were just talking about alone. And now we're talking about handing out over $15,000 to David Saul over the next year. Reducing his hours. Paying him the same amount of money. It would be 38 hours if he gets paid for lunch, according to the new ordinance. Take away his lunch. He's 34 hours. He's only a few hours from part-time. Why are we doing this? It's not financially responsible. We have some financial problems, and finding new ways to spend money is not the answer. Leave our speed limits alone. Thank you.
Anybody else?
All right, thank you.
I'll be real quick. Diana Victor,
you have your 5 minutes.
Thank you. I just want to ask you to leave the speed limits alone. We have a lot of other things to look after and take care of. We ought to be concentrating on our sewers and our finances. And we're a little household here, and we only have so much money coming in. And we ought to be trying to get as much harmony as we possibly can on the things that you have control over. And this is one thing maybe you have control over, is the things. And just try to harmonize on that so that we can face the other things that are more difficult, like the sewers and things, to make the city run more smoothly. That's all I'm asking. Thank you.
Sound. I thank the citizens for the comments. Moving on to 7.0 Administrative Report. 7.1 City Administrative Report. David.
Good evening. West Country Club Sewer Line Project. Met this afternoon quite a while with the city engineer and the contractor. The liner for that line has been fabricated and they have received it. They have scheduled their forces, their crews, and subcontractors. And the date in which all of those come together to begin the work is April 11th. And they expect that work to only take 2 or 3 days to complete. And that's all I have on West Country Club. On the rental equipment update, it was brought up at the last council meeting that there was a less expensive government rate that was available to us. We had several conversations with Sunbelt. One of the questions was why we didn't get it from McCourt, although there is no Sunbelt McCourt. There is one on Spencer. That is who we contacted. They didn't have the equipment there, so they sent us to Ritchie Street, Pasadena. That's where we rented it, same company. We have the best price that's available. They have government pricing, but it is only for federal government contracts and contractors. They say they do not have any municipal government discount that's applicable to the city of Short Acres. We've talked to them both locally and at the district level, and we do have the best pricing that they make available. That's all I have in my report.
Moving on to 7.2, your monthly financial report.
Monthly financial report is in your packet. It has been updated to reflect the budget amendment. We have general fund checking balance at the end of February of $627,217. Utility fund $81,603.63. And service deposits $57,773.60. We still have not closed out the Texas Community Development Block Grant Fund checking account, and it still has a balance of $22,824.08. Our tax pool, investment pool, has a balance of $684,615.85. Our four certificates of deposit have a maturity value of $255,852. On our property tax last month, we collected $71,993.39. On current taxes, we collected $2,028.77 in delinquent taxes, and our collections to date on taxes are $828,798. Our sales tax revenue received last month was $5,647.12 for general sales tax, $1,411.78 for street maintenance sales tax. That's the financial report.
Thank you, David. Moving on to item 8.0, consideration approval invoices. Council's had time to review. I'll entertain a motion.
Make a motion that we pay our bills.
Motion to have a second.
Second.
That being said, any questions from the council on the invoice? That being said, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those against say nay. The ayes have it.